The secret word is name. N-A-M-E.
Really?
You bet your life. The National Broadcasting Company presents Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life, the comedy quiz show transcribed from Hollywood. Groucho meets our first contestants in just 1 minute.
Hello there. This is Leo DeRocher. You know, I've seen a lot of baseball in my time, and most of it from somewhere on the infield. From the minor leagues in Atlanta and St. Paul as far back as 1925, right through the majors, as a shortstop and as a manager. Played with and against some of baseball history's all-time greats. Now, when you've spent so many years at a game, you're bound to know it inside out and backwards and forwards. You kind of have a feeling for how things are going to break, even before they break. And you also kind of enjoy sitting down of an evening with friends and talking shop, rehashing the day's doings and trying to call the shots on what might happen the next day. Well, that's exactly what we do every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night on Nightline. So draw up a chair and join me when we talk baseball on Nightline. Tomorrow night over most of these NBC stations.
Here he is, the one, the only...
Well, here I am again with a chance for each of our couples to win up to $10,000. And if any of them say the secret word, they'll win an extra $100. George, who's first?
Senita Pelkey is waiting to talk to you now. And her partner is a special guest, one of the best-known names in the world of bridge, Mr. Charles Gorin. So, folks, you come in, please, and meet... Groucho Marx.
Welcome to You Bet Your Life. Say the secret word and divide it up. This isn't going to be easy, this next one.
I didn't expect you'd say hello to me, Groucho, when
I have no intention of saying hello to you. In fact, you can leave now, as far as I'm concerned. Welcome to You Bet Your Life. Say the secret word and divide an extra $100. It's a common word, something you always have with you. And, brother, that isn't all you are. Mr. Gorin, I'm glad to see you.
Thank you. I'm glad I was noticed at long last.
That's the last time I'll look at you tonight. Mr. Gorin, I'm impressed having you up here. Your name is a household word among millions of bridge players. But don't let that go to your head, Mr. Gorin, because Drano is a household word, too. Now then, what kind of pinochle do you play?
As a matter of fact, I was weaned on pinochle.
You were?
That was my first game.
Is that so? We used milk in our house. Well, we'll cross that bridge after I tilt with this little tootsie over here. Huh? What is it?
Sunita.
Oh, Sunita. Well, that's a very pretty name.
Thank
you're a
you.
Very pretty girl. Does your name have any translation?
Well, Groucho, it means health or healthy or something like that.
I picked the right name for you, Sunita. If I ever saw anyone who's bursting with health, this is it. How do you account for this large amount of beauty and health? And...
Well, Groucho, I think it's sports and good eating habits.
You mean a lot of sports have filled you up with a lot of food? Is that...
Well, yes.
What are some of your good eating habits? Can you eat peas with a knife?
No, but I eat liver and yogurt for breakfast every morning.
What a schweinerei, huh? Yogurt and liver?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's bad enough to have to get up in the morning and look at the morning paper without having to stare at yogurt and liver besides. Why do you eat yogurt and liver?
Well, Groucho, yogurt and liver have a lot of B vitamins, and most people lack B vitamins.
You don't lack anything, kid. I'll come back to you very quickly. I'll call you Tommy, is that right?
Well, it's all right, except that if you call me Charlie, I'm more apt to answer to it, because that happens to be my name.
Oh, Charlie, huh? Well... You said yogurt and liver, and that's the secret word. So you get $50, and Tiny Tim gets $50. Charlie, you look very familiar. Did we ever meet before?
Yes, we did, a great many years ago, and I don't want to reveal the length of time it's been.
Oh, I don't mind.
You don't?
I've lost her anyhow.
Can happened? You remember I'll Say She Is?
Yes, I do. I'm still using the jokes from I'll Say She Is. Were you in that show? Were you a chorus boy in that show?
No, but my favorite partner was a chorus girl in one of your later shows,
oh,
Coconuts.
Is that so?
Her name now is Helen Sobel. She's the greatest woman bridge player in the world. But at that time,
she
her name
was a chorus girl in the
she
Coconuts?
She was a chorus girl in the Coconuts.
Well, how did we meet? I don't remember. Did
well,
you come
I
backstage
was,
to see your Inamorata?
I was supposed to teach you and your brothers to play bridge.
Oh. Well, what happened?
Well, I mentioned in passing right at the start that bridge was played with a deck consisting of 52 cards, at which point you rose and said that's as much as you could absorb in one lesson and out you went.
Well, it's true. I can't concentrate that long. The only game I like to play is Old Maid. Providing she isn't too old. Where are you from, Chuck?
Well, you might Charlie. Say I'm from Philadelphia.
What did you do there?
Well, I received my elementary education there, and when I left Philadelphia long enough to go up to Canada to get further education, and I was indiscreet enough to study law, and I became a lawyer.
And then you went back to Philadelphia, and you were a Philadelphia lawyer. Huh?
That's...
Well, is it true what they say about Philadelphia lawyers?
I don't know. What do they say about Philadelphia lawyers?
He's a Philadelphia lawyer, all right. How old are you, Charlie?
I'm 56.
56. How long have you been married?
I haven't been married yet, but I haven't given up hope.
Have you given up Crosby? You really prefer solitaire to honeymoon bridge? How about a romance with Sunita here?
Well,
wouldn't you like to marry her?
I certainly would, any minute. But I have an idea she has one or two boyfriends lurking in the wings.
How old are you, Sunit? I'll call you Sunit, huh?
Sunny? 21.
Married?
No.
Do you play bridge?
No, I don't. I play gin rummy and Chinese checkers.
Chinese checkers, you play? Mm-hmm. Would you like to forget gin rummy and Chinese checkers and learn to play a real game?
Yes.
How would you like to learn to play from the world's greatest authority?
Well, I'd like Mr. Gorin to teach me bridge very much.
Who's talking about Gorin? What's more important, who's talking about bridge? Sunita, I pride myself on being able to guess occupations. I've been doing it so long. And I'd say offhand that you're a differential calculus teacher at Caltech. Is that right? Is that right?
No, Groucho.
You're not?
No. I'm a dancer and a showgirl at the Moulin Rouge.
Moulin Rouge? Well, that's a very fine place, yeah. What do you do there?
Well, I actually walk around with an hour-shaped figure dress.
You just walk around? This is your entire occupation?
At the present, yes.
An hourglass dress, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Must be the early part of the hour, huh? Sunita, have you done any modeling?
Yes, I have, Groucho.
You won any contests?
Yes, that also. I've been Miss New York State this year in Miss Universe pageant, and I've been Miss Smiles, Miss St. George, Miss National Salami, Miss Potato Salad.
You were Miss National Salami? Well, is that anything like Miss Potato Salad? Or did you get them both together?
No, they were separate.
All you needed was coffee, huh? Well, what was this? You say you were Miss National Salami. Have you ever hung in a delicatessen window? Well, Charlie, besides marking cards and dealing from the bottom of the deck, just what do you do to keep busy?
Well, I've got lots to do to keep me busy. I have a daily column that I write for about 200 papers around the country. I usually have a book that I'm revising. I've recently taken on the bridge feature of Sports Illustrated magazine.
Oh. Well, what is your latest book called?
It's called Contract Bridge Complete. That is the new Contract Bridge Complete.
Yeah. Have you ever had a perfect hand?
Yes.
Charles?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I had it in the days... I had it rather as a...
When you were going with that chorus girl, you mean?
Yes. As a matter of fact, it was before that time. There was a type of game we called goulash. So okay. I actually had it in the meal.
Well, there's a Hungarian in the audience here tonight. And at the word of goulash, he starts frothing at the mouth, and you got to be very careful.
Well, I have to be careful to tell him I had a 13 clubs in one hand and never got a chance to bid.
How come?
Because it was up to 7 spades before it got round to me.
Now, is this clear to you?
Well,
Sunita, you've heard a lot about bridge. Now, be honest. Which do you prefer, bridge or Chinese checkers?
I think I still like Chinese checkers.
Why?
Well, Groucho, it only takes 2 people to play it, and...
Sunita, I happen to know another game that you can play.
And,
Suppose some evening I called on you, Sunita, and I warn you, I know nothing about Chinese checkers. Now, what would we do?
Well, Groucho, you have a large board, and it's full of holes. And each man...
You're describing me like a piece of Swiss cheese.
Each man has 10 marbles, and the object of the game is to get your marbles on the other side of the board before you do.
Look, if I called on you some evening and I spent all my time playing Chinese checkers, you can be sure of one thing. I've certainly lost all my marbles. Well, it's been fun having Mr. Bridge on the show tonight, to say nothing of having Miss National Salami. Let's play You Bet Your Life. Now, you selected as your category salami and potato salad.
Groucho, at this point, I'd like to beg leave to check out and give my position to some young, deserving man that might improve his state in life.
That's very nice. Now, is there a deserving young man in the audience? Is there a sailor or a soldier or somebody to come up here and pinch hit? What about an usher? Get on your feet there.
If I'd known that, I'd have stayed.
You won't be there. You won't be there. I'll see to that.
Here, I think we'd better pause while we have a chance and take care of some important business. We'll be back in just 1 minute to continue You Bet Your Life.
Men, maybe you've forgotten how different a good old-fashioned ale can taste. But once you taste Pabst Old Tankard Ale, you won't forget it. It's an ale to remember, with a genuine dry flavor that conjures up visions of old England and wayside pubs where armored heroes could refresh their thirsts. For a night's reward, ask for Pabst Old Tankard Ale. Look for the Copper Knight on bottles and copper cans. Ask for it at your tavern. Another fine product of Pabst Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Now, you selected as your category hieroglyphics. Is that right?
What? I was sitting up there. I don't know.
Your partner here selected Mother Goose Rhymes. She figured this would be something that... All right, I'm going to ask you some questions. If you miss 2 in a row...
Liver and yogurt?
Now, if you get 4 in a row right, it'll be a miracle. That's all I can say. Now, Annie, if you win any money, what are you going to do with it?
No, I have a very pet organization of mine. This is the Save the Children Federation that I have.
Well, don't you regard Sunita as a pet?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you want to double the money, we can split it with the kids and Sunita.
Did you see him in Madball? Pretty funny, I know, right? Or if you see it around and you haven't seen it, go see it because he's wonderful in it. It's a very funny picture. Are you ready?
Well,
here we go around the mulberry bush, the mulberry bush, mulberry bush. Tell me when we do it. When do you go around the mulberry bush?
Early in the morning.
Yeah, that's pretty good. It's cold and frosty.
I didn't even
morning.
Know that, to be honest with you. I didn't know that.
Well, you don't have to be honest with me. You never have up to now.
You have one right.
Thanks.
You bet.
Says it like he's mad at me.
Cryptic dialogue, huh? What did little Jack Horner pull out of his Christmas pie in addition to his thumb?
Plum.
I'd rather not say.
Plum, she knew.
Oh, a plum.
Hey, she's making a bum out of you.
A plum, that's right. She's plum.
You now have 2 right.
Yeah. We now have 2 right.
You do. Yeah.
Who went to see Silver Buckles at His Knee?
That's a darn good question.
Yes, it is, huh?
Anybody out there know that?
No. Hello out there.
Do you know this? Let's try, what's the one with the pussycat and the boots and all that jazz?
That comes much later, huh?
Oh, that's...
Well, this was Bobby Shafto.
Ooh.
Bobby Shafto. I think he's an agent. He handles some matters.
Is this the answer, Bobby Shafto?
On the square. This
I've never heard
answer.
Of this in my life. Yeah.
Me either.
Have you?
Now, in what rhyme...
You have one wrong now.
I know that. No. I know that. I know that.
He's crazy. He's a kind of a sadistic mind he has.
First time he smiled when we got one wrong, too, I think.
Looks like he's going to do plenty of laughing here tonight. In the rhyme, 1-2, buckle my shoe. What rhymes with 9-10?
Big fat hen.
Oh. Right?
One wrong. No, you go back, you see. You go back.
All right, now this is a cinch.
Yeah.
Some like peas porridge hot, some like it cold. Now, how do the others like it?
In a pot, 9. You want to take
days
it?
Days old.
How many have we got right now?
Two right.
Why did Pussycat go to London? Seems kind of silly.
Is this any particular Pussycat?
No. Pussycat, where
to see, to see the Jack of Spades or the Queen. It was the Queen.
That's right.
Yeah. The Queen.
You now have free right.
Is it right? If it's not right, I retract it.
Yeah.
No, it's right.
It's right. I stand.
Now, here comes the coup de grace. This knocks you flat.
In front of all these people?
Yes. Now, who saw Cock Robin die?
Wait a minute. Let's be careful. Let's not rush into this, shall we? It was. Does it have wings and 6 legs?
I know that. That's a garbage wagon. Who saw Cock Robin die?
I'm going to see if he has anything in his face when I do a little hint. He smiled, but he's tricky.
I'm smiling. Your stupidity.
I said the fly with my little
that's
eye.
That's right. The fly is right. You don't have to go any further.
With my eye.
You've won this game.
You got 4 in a row. You won $1,000.
You won this, Dale, and $1,000.
Name. I was out in the audience. Thank you very much.
It's dishonest, but since this is counterfeit money, we don't care. It's $50 for you. He's got 100 now. And 50
wonderful.
For you.
Thank you. Fake. Now, thank you very much.
It's all fake. Now, you won $1,000. You can keep it and quit, or else you can come back later and try to double your money. You may even get a chance at $10,000.
What president was this? Jim Clinton.
He made coats for the Army and Navy. You may even get a chance at $10,000, ain't he? So go over there and sit down.
I wouldn't know what to do with that. Oh, I
Sunita.
Sit down with her?
With Sunita.
Okay.
And say think it over. And if I don't see you later, I'll get in touch with Edie.
And that means Sunita Pelkey and Ernie Kovacs can risk half of their winnings to try for $10,000.
George, who's going to try for the $10,000?
Sunita Pelkey and Ernie Kovacs are coming back.
Now, you won $1,000. Now, if you decide to try for the 10 and you fail, you wind up with 500. What are you going to do?
You wouldn't want to give us a hint on the question.
No.
All right. Certainly. No, we don't want to fool around with that. Well, the kid's money. See, now it's not my money anymore. You see, it's not mine, and she doesn't want to fool around with hers.
No, I'm afraid not.
Well, that's your privilege. Congratulations, and thanks for being on the show. You bet your life.
You Bet Your Life is transcribed in Hollywood. Produced by John Goodell. Directed by Robert Dwan and Bernie Smith. Music by Jack Meekin. This is George Fenneman reminding you to tune in again next week, same time, same station, to hear the one, the only Groucho. And see Groucho every Thursday evening on NBC television. You Bet Your Life is heard by our armed forces around the world.
Thank you.